We're back Sunday afternoon. Tell the band to go home. This is hour number two of the second annual first show of a two-week, I hope, Tell the Band to Go Home invitational tournament where I invite people down to do my job for me because I'm too lazy to do it myself.
Ooh.
No, but it's a good opportunity to have some folks that might not normally spend their time here on my lowly show come down and grace us with their presence, including Jenny Western from CKUW.
It's a pleasure to be here. I'm glad to have gotten the invite this year.
Well, you have an open invitation. Anytime you want to come down, I'll tell you this now. Anytime you want to come down, if you're in the neighborhood, just drop on by.
Yeah, okay.
You know, the first place we ever met was right here.
That's true.
I was sitting in this exact chair, actually. We're in the other studio right now. And one time, should I tell the story, Jenny?
Sure.
Because it's such a great story.
It's terrific.
One time I was working late, burning the midnight oil, doing some work here in the little production studio. And in walked Jenny Western. I didn't know who she was, but she came to put up some posters for her band, Pinky Carter.
That's right.
Who was playing at a church, I believe. The
yeah.
Elam Chapel, maybe.
It could be. We played there.
And you came and asked if you could put up some posters. And as soon as I heard your voice, I said, my goodness, you must be Jenny Western. And you were listening to what I was doing. I was working on an interview with Vance Gilbert. And you had just read it in the United or something, and you said, well, you must be Jeff Robson, which was weird.
I'm not sure if I actually put it all together.
You did.
Okay.
Because I was listening to Vance Gilbert or talking about Vance Gilbert or something, and I had just done it. I don't know. Anyways, it was fun.
Because I remember being
those were the good old days.
Because I had run into
I confuse a lot of people.
At the United or at the University of Winnipeg. And not putting it together that I had met you here, but I also
maybe
had
we
seen
saw
you there
maybe we were
well.
Both at a meeting or something, but mm-hmm. I don't think we had actually met.
A lot of confusion that could have probably been put aside if someone like Stu Reed had come along and
yeah.
just cleared things up.
Stu Reed, who may be on next week's invitational tournament, if we're lucky.
That's one to watch for.
Now that he knows that you're here and that it's safe for CKUW folks, maybe he'll join us next week.
Oh, it's perfectly safe. The sister station.
I think we get along just fine.
Yeah.
I like it. Anyways, so we're back. We're going to play some more music. We're going to quit yakking. And what are we going to play here? You tell me.
We got to play some Uncle Tupelo. Now, this
yes.
is interesting because I pulled this out and I was like, Jeff, we got to play Uncle Tupelo. You know,
mm-hmm.
they're like a watershed moment for alternative country
yes.
music. And I pulled it out, and then you kind of gave me a sad story about not really knowing too much
That's
about
right.
them.
That's right. There are two sort of big, you know, pioneering alt-country bands that everybody says, you know, you should know and love if you're going to love the music. Whiskey Town and Uncle Tupelo, and I honestly have never heard either one of them.
Well, great.
So
this
today's
will be
my
a
lucky
first,
day.
Then. I'm glad to have brought this to your show. It's sort of the best of both worlds, because Senvolt and Wilco both came out of Uncle Tupelo, Jay Farrar and Jeff Tweedy,
mm-hmm.
both great songwriters and great musicians, and they went off and made their own groups after the split up of this band.
Right.
But it's kind of cool to listen to the older stuff when they're together. I imagine that's what the Powder Keg was. It's just these people who were too creative who just butted heads and eventually had to go their separate ways. But what we have left is great. And this is a good one to pick up. It's 89 to 93 in anthology. So someone has chosen 21 of their favorites for you. And they're actually pretty good.
And it's so funny that you would follow it up without even really thinking of it, of another band that was pioneering sort of in the alt-country vein in Canada. Again, had very talented people, kind of imploded,
mm-hmm.
and have gone on to bigger and better things, I think, anyways. Well, I don't know. I mean, this record that you're going to play something off of is wonderful. It's called Off Windmill, and
mm-hmm.
it is.
The Guthries.
Of course, from Dartmouth, Nova Scotia.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to hear one featuring my friend Ruth Minikin.
Are you friends?
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely. She knows who I am, right? That makes us friends, doesn't
sure.
it?
Sure. She seems like a nice lady.
She is really nice, actually. Yeah, she's terrific. And so we are listening to
Tell the Band to Go Home
on UMFM.
Hometown, same town blues. Same old walls closing in. Well, what a life a mess can be. Well, I'm sitting here thinking of you. Won't you get one down, there's much you miss. Working on that graveyard shift. But I'm not saying things won't go wrong. It just comes along. What I see is true. I could learn to believe. Can't look away. Powers that be might take it all away. Together we burn. Together we burn in the way. Sunset land of paradise. Sunset land of pain. Well, what side are you looking from? Some people have it all, and some fall again. Well, man, it's top of your dime for a break, it's $20 bill. There's plenty of reasons in this world, moving along or standing still. Could learn to believe. Can't look away. Powers that be might take it all away. Together we'll burn. Together we'll burn in the way. Been looking for a reason. Seems the simple ones beat the most truth. Well, what a life a mess can be. Well, I'm sitting here thinking of you. Won't you give these thoughts to me? Well, time will wait better open the gate. Get out, start, needs to be done. It's winding down, there's much you miss. Working on that graveyard shift. But I'm not saying things won't go wrong. As day comes along, what I see is true. I could learn to believe. Can't look away. Powers that be might take it all away. Together we'll burn. Together we'll burn. miss his guitar playing in my ear. Be a friend, take away all my fear. Nice and easy.
Every time the doorbell rings, I shake like a toothache when I hear myself sing. Oh my, lies are only wishes. I know I would die if I could come back new. I would like to salute the ashes of American flags and all the falling leaves filling up shopping bags.
That right there was Wilco from the album Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. Ashes of American Flags right there. And before that, Mr. Matt Mays from his debut solo CD with City of Lakes. And then we kind of reversed things up with both of their former bands before that.
That's right. We did the Guthries.
Yes.
Off Windmill with Gather Round.
And I always say this, but that is a terrific CD.
It is.
It's kind of hard to find. Like, I had never seen it in Winnipeg. And then when I went to Nova Scotia, it was everywhere.
Yeah.
But if you can pick it up, I'd say do it.
I would second that.
Yeah.
It's very good. And I only picked it up like last year, and it's been out for a while now.
Did you buy it used?
I got it at when Into the Music was closing down and moving.
Oh.
Yeah, it's true.
So you even got a good deal on it.
I did indeed.
Nice job.
Mm-hmm.
And we started it all off there. Uncle Tupelo. Right?
That's right. Tell me how much you loved it.
I did love it. Graveyard Shift from their anthology, and a darn fine anthology at that, I hear. I'm going to have to pick that up. Is that now you tell me, okay, are you hep to the whole Uncle Tupelo catalog, or is that pretty much the extent of your knowledge?
Yeah, I think Anodyne is the one I know best. It was the last album they put out.
Okay.
It's a good one, but this one's nice because it kind of got older stuff on there, and you've got stuff that came at the end.
So where's a guy like me to start? Does he start with the anthology, or does he start with a good solid Anodyne, is it called?
Anodyne is a good one.
Is that a good place to start, or do I start with the anthology?
I'd start with the anthology.
I think I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. I'll pick that up, Uncle Tupelo. And
it's going to change the whole format of this show, I bet.
You think?
Maybe. Hey, I have a question for you, Jeff Robson.
I'm listening.
Have you ever told a band to go home?
Have I ever told a band to go home? No, but I've wished some would go home.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Good enough for me. It's just been a burning question for a while.
Yeah. No, it's kind of a goofy name, and I'm kind of tired of it already. But that's okay. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for
having
me.
I'm not kicking you out. We're actually going to take a quick break. We got some business to take care of, and we'll be back with more music, more fun, more, I don't know, whatever, on Tell the Band to Go Home. Invitational event, part one, year two on UMFM.